Hate gray, hate gray. They wanna hate on the gray. Yeah, hate gray, hate gray. They wanna hate on the gray.
Hey, this is Hate the Great Podcast, and we are here with our presenting sponsor, BCB Water, Alkaline Premium Water for the mind, body, and soul. This water has 9+ pH balance, y'all. You guys have to go get this water. You go to the website, www.drinkbcbwater.com. This water is the bomb. Improves metabolism. It increases energy. It slows aging. It improves digestion. It reduces bone loss. This is Gary, Indiana's own premium alkaline water, BCB water. Again, go to their website, www.drinkbcbwater.com. And we are out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's another edition of Hate the Great Podcast. We are back like we left something. And oh boy, do we have news for you today. Y'all, let's go ahead and start it off by Malik Shabazz, which is the daughter of the late and great Malcolm X, did pass away this week. I believe it was on yesterday. So let's give our condolences and prayers to her family. This is a shock. She was found in her home. And let's just hope that, you know, it's nothing, no foul play or anything like that. So once again, to the family of Malika Shabazz, which is the daughter of Malcolm X, rest in heaven. And condolences and prayers goes out to that family. Also, y'all, in the Ahmaud Arbery case, all three men have been found guilty of the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, the jogger, a 25-year-old black man. Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael were found guilty along with William Bryan. So all three of these guys have been guilty of the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, man. So that is some breaking news here at Hate the Great Podcast. Y'all know how we do it here. And let's go ahead and get into it, y'all. Let's get into the sports, because it's been a lot of things that's been going on since we last talked about this, and things is just getting a little bit more spicier. All right, let's start off with the NFL. We've been having a lot of things going on, and we're gonna jump right into it by giving you scores from week number 11. Thursday night, we had the Patriots taking on the Falcons. Patriots been on a hot streak lately. They beat the Atlanta Falcons 25-0. Patriots are now 7-4. Atlanta falls to 4-6. Mac Jones for the Patriots, 22-26, 207 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Stevenson carried the ball 12 times for 69 yards. Bourne had 4 receptions for 42 yards. Matt Ryan, 19-28, 153 yards, 2 interceptions. Olsen, 9 carries for 34 yards. Gage had 5 receptions for 49 yards for the Atlanta Falcons. Once again, Patriots over the Falcons, 25-0. The Indianapolis Colts taking on the Buffalo Bills in the AFC, and the Indianapolis Colts roll over the Buffalo Bills 41-15. Carson Wentz, 11 for 20, 106 yards and a touchdown. The boy Taylor had 32 carries, 185 yards, and 4 touchdowns. He basically beat the Buffalo Bills himself Doyle with 3 receptions for 30 yards. Josh Allen for the Bills, 21 for 35, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Breida, 5 carries, 51 yards. Knox with 6 receptions for 80 yards. Buffalo goes to 6-4. Indianapolis goes to 6-5. We had the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Chicago Bears. No Lamar Jackson because of illness. Huntley was the backup quarterback, and they sneaked by the Chicago Bills at Soldier Field, 16-13. Huntley was 26 for 36, 219 yards, 1 interception. Deontay Freeman, 16 carries for 49 yards and a touchdown. Andrews with 8 receptions for 73 yards. Justin Field will leave this game because of a rib injury. It is believed not to be serious, but he will not start for the next game. So the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, comes in 11 for 23, 201 yards, 2 touchdowns. David Montgomery, 14 carries for 58 yards. Darnell Mooney, 5 receptions, 121 yards, and a touchdown. The Bears, they are now 3-7 after losing 5 straight. Baltimore goes to 7-3. We had the Detroit Lions taking on the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland gets the victory 13-10. Boyle for the Detroit Lions, 15 for 23, 77 yards, 2 interceptions. Swift with 14 carries, 136 yards, 1 touchdown. TJ Hockenson with 6 receptions for 51 yards. For the Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, 15 for 29, 176 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Nick Chubb carrying a rock, 22 carries, 130 yards. Austin Hooper with 4 receptions, 53 yards for the Browns. The Browns, they moved to 6-5. Detroit still has not won a game. Their record now stands at 0-9-1. We got the Houston Texans taking on the Tennessee Titans. Houston gets their second victory of the season, 22-13. Tyrod Taylor, 14 for 24, 107 yards. Burkhead with 18 carries for 40 yards, and Conley with 4 receptions for 37 yards. Ryan Tannehill for the Tennessee Titans, 35 for 52, 323 yards, 1 touchdown, but he threw 4 interceptions. Adrian Peterson, 9 carries for 40 yards. Westbrook, 7 receptions for 107 yards. Tennessee goes to 8-3. Houston, they get the victory there at 2-8. The Green Bay Packers taking on the Minnesota Vikings in a rivalry game in the NFC North. And the Minnesota Vikings squeak by Green Bay 34-31. Aaron Rodgers 23 for 33, 385 yards, 4 touchdowns. Dylan 11 carries for 53 yards. Vandell Scantley 4 receptions, 123 yards, and a touchdown. Kirk Cousins, 24 for 35, 341 yards, 3 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook, 22 carries for 86 yards and touchdowns. And Jefferson with 8 receptions, 169 yards and 2 touchdowns. Minnesota, they tied that record at 5-5. Minnesota owning the third loss of a season. They're at 8-3. We got the Miami Dolphins taking on the New York Jets. Miami gets the victory 24-17. Tua, 27 for 33, 273 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Gaskin, 23 carries for 89 yards. Hollins, 2 receptions, 72 yards, and a touchdown. Joe Flacco, or as I call him, Joe Fluco, 24 for 39, 291 yards, 2 touchdowns. Carter, 9 carries for 63 yards. Moore, 8 receptions, 141 yards, and a touchdown. The Jets, they go to 2-8. Miami, they go to 4-7. We have the New Orleans Saints 40-29. Seisman 22 for 40, 214 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions for New Orleans. Ingram 16 carries for 88 yards, and Smith with 5 receptions for 64 yards. Jalen Hurts for the Philadelphia Eagles, 13 for 24, 147 yards. Sanders with 16 carries for 94 yards, and Goddard with 5 receptions for 62 yards. Philadelphia, their record is 5-6, while New Orleans is 5-5. We got the Washington football team taking on the Carolina Panthers. If you don't know, Cam Newton is back in Carolina, made his first start. If you don't know, Nah, you know. But Washington football team gets the victory 27-21. Hinkley, 16 for 22, 206 yards for 3 touchdowns. Gibson, 19 carries for 95 yards. McLaurin, 5 receptions, 103 yards, and a touchdown. Cam Newton, in his debut back, he debuted last week, but he actually started this game. 21 for 27, 189 yards, 2 touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey with 10 carries for 59 yards. He also has 7 receptions for 60 yards and a touchdown. Carolina is 5-6. The Washington football team is 4-6. The San Francisco 49ers taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars, and this wasn't much of a game. San Francisco wins this easily, 30-10. Garoppolo, 16 for 22, 176 yards and 2 touchdowns. Deebo Samuels, 8 carries, 79 yards and a touchdown. Ayuk has 7 receptions for 85 yards and a touchdown. Trevor Lawrence, 16 for 25, 158 yards. Robinson with 12 carries for 29 yards and a touchdown. Jones Jr. with 4 receptions for 52 yards. Jacksonville, they dropped to 2-8. And San Francisco, they get back to 500 at a record of 5-5. The Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. Cincinnati wins this big, 32-13. Joe Burrow, 20 for 29, 148 yards and a touchdown. Mixon with 30 carries for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. Boyd with 6 receptions for 49 yards. Derek Carr, 4 of the Las Vegas Raiders, 19 for 27, 215 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jacobs with 9 carries for 37 yards. Waller with 7 receptions for 116 yards. Vegas, they go to 5-5. Cincinnati, they go to 6-4. We had the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys against the Kansas City Chiefs? Cowboys lose this one 19-9. Dak Prescott, 28 for 43, 216 yards, 2 interceptions. Pollard, 7 carries for 50 yards. Schultz with 6 receptions for 53 yards. Patrick Mahomes, 23 for 37, 260 yards, 1 interception. Edwards-Helaire, 12 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. Tyreek Hill, 9 receptions for 77 yards. Kansas City, they go to 7-4. Dallas, they drop to 7-3. The Arizona Cardinals taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Cardinals get the victory 23-13. Colt McCoy in place of Kyle Murray, 35 for 44, 328 yards, 2 touchdowns. Carter with 21 carries for 62 yards and a touchdown. Ertz with 8 receptions, 88 yards, 2 touchdowns. Russell Wilson, 14 for 26, 207 yards. Collins, 10 carries for 36 yards. Lockett, 4 receptions, 115 yards. Seattle, they dropped to 3-7 on the year. Arizona, one of the top teams in the league at 9-2. We had a dogfight between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers get the victory 41-37. Big Ben, 28 for 44, 273 yards, 3 touchdowns. Harris with 12 carries for 39 yards and a touchdown. Johnson with 7 receptions, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Justin Herbert, 30 for 41, 382 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also had 9 carries for 90 yards. Keenan Allen with 9 receptions for 112 yards. LA gets the victory. They're 6-4, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-4-1. Then we had the Monday night game. We had Tampa Bay taking New York Giants, and Tampa Bay blows the doors off New York 30-10, and not much of a game. Daniel Jones, 23 for 38, 167 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. Barkley, 6 carries for 25 yards. Tony, 7 receptions for 40 yards. Tom Brady, 30 for 46, 307 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Fournette, 10 carries, 35 yards. Mike Evans, 6 receptions, 73 yards and a touchdown. Tampa Bay goes to 7-3. The New York Giants fall to 3-7. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We know Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and you know we got NFL games going on. We got the Bears taking on the Lions. Bears at 3-7, Lions at 0-9-1. That's going to be your first game kicking off Thanksgiving at 11:30 a.m. on Fox. Make sure you guys tune in for that game. We got the Las Vegas Raiders at 5-5. They're going to be taking on the Dallas Cowboys at 7-3. That's going to be your afternoon Thanksgiving game. That game is going to start at about 3:30 p.m. That game is going to be on CBS. And then Thanksgiving night, we got the Buffalo Bills at 6-4 taking on the New Orleans Saints. That game is going to start at 7:20 on NBC. Make sure you check your local listings to know when that game comes on in your area. Then we're going to roll over to Sunday, November 28th. These are the games as followed. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at 5-4-1 taking on the Bengals at 6-4. That game is at noon. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 7-3. They're going to be taking on the Indianapolis Colts at 6-5. That game is also at noon. The Carolina Panthers at 5-6 taking on the Miami Dolphins at 4-7. That's also a noon game. The Tennessee Titans at 8-3 taking on the red hot New England Patriots at 7-4. That game is also at noon. The Philadelphia Eagles at 5-6 taking on the New York Giants. That game is at noon also. And the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Atlanta's 4-6. Jaguars are 2-8. That game is also at noon. New York Giants at 2-8 taking on the Houston Texans at 2-8. That game's at noon. All other games are at 3 or 3:25. We got the Los Angeles Chargers at 6-4 taking on the Denver Broncos. They're 5-5. That game is at 3:05. We got the Los Angeles Rams at 7-3. They're going to be taking on the Green Bay Packers at 8-3. That game is at 3:25. We got the Minnesota Vikings at 5-5. San Francisco is at 5-5. That game is at 3:25. And we got the Browns and the Ravens. That game is at 7:20 on NBC. Browns coming in at 6-5. Ravens coming in at 7-3. And for Monday Night Football, we got the Seattle Seahawks at 3-7 taking on the Washington Football Team at 4-6. Once again, guys, check your local listings for the game, for the times that your favorite game is going to be on, man. Now, we're going to switch gears to the NBA. A lot of things been going on in the NBA. If you didn't know, this past week, LeBron James was suspended for one game. Isaiah Stewart was suspended for two games for the altercation that happened in Detroit, I believe, on Friday night. LeBron James with an inadvertent elbow to the face of Isaiah Stewart, which cut him open pretty bad. Isaiah Stewart then lost his mind, charged at the King multiple times, knocking over staff, knocking over people in his way, trying to get to LeBron James. He even ran to the back in the tunnel, trying to get over to the Lakers bench. Ruling came down on yesterday. As I said before, LeBron James was suspended for last night's game against the New York Knicks in their only appearance at Madison Square Garden. Isaiah Stewart also suspended for two games. Now, these two teams do play again this week, and those two guys will be back, so we'll have to see if anything escalates, which I don't believe it will, but just something to keep our eyes on. Let's talk about some scores from Tuesday night, November 23rd. We had the Miami Heat taking on those Detroit Pistons. Miami gets the victory 100-92. Miami moves to 12-6 on the season. Detroit is now 4-13. For your Miami Heat, we had Jimmy Butler with 15 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Adebayo, 15 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. We also had Kyle Lowry with 15 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. And Duncan Robinson with 11 points, 3 rebounds. And then Tyler, 8 rebounds, 3 assists for the Miami Heat. For the Detroit Pistons, Jeremy Grant with 21 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Bay with 15 points, 5 rebounds. Joseph, 9 points, 9 assists. 13 points for Jackson off the bench. 10 points for Diallo off the bench for the Detroit Pistons. We had the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the New York Knicks, and the Knicks get the victory 106-100. New York is now 10-8. The Los Angeles Lakers are 9-10. And I couldn't believe this. Lakers have been really, really struggling this season. And man, especially when they play without the King. Anthony Davis, 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Russell Westbrook, 31 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. He messed around and got a triple-double. Avery Bradley, 15 points, 9 rebounds. Carmelo going back to the Garden, only 12 points, 3 rebounds. He was 3 for 14 from the field. Not a good game for him. Malik Monk with 12 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists for the Lakers. For the Knicks, Julius Randle, 20 points, 16 rebounds. Boardman, yeah, that's him. Evan Fournier, 26 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 12 points by R.J. Barrett. They also got 12 points from Toplin, and Burks quickly also pitched in with 14. New York, they moved to 10-8. The Lakers, they dropped to 9-10. We had the Denver Nuggets taking on the Portland Trailblazers. Portland gets the blowout victory, 119-100. Portland is now 10-8. Denver is now 9-9. For the high scores for this game, Jeff Green for the Nuggets, 24 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Eric Gordon with 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Morris with 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists for the Denver Nuggets. For your Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard, 25 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. C.J. McCollum, 32 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Powell pitched in with 15. Also, Little had 13. Simmons also had 14 points for the Portland Trailblazers. They get the victory over the Denver Nuggets. We had the Dallas Mavericks taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. This game went into overtime. Dallas gets the victory, 112-104 over the Clippers. Kristaps Porzingis, 30 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist. Luka Doncic, only 1 rebound, 1 assist away from a triple-double, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Tim Hardaway Jr., 13 points, 5 rebounds. Finney, 17 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist for the Mavericks. For your Clippers, Reggie Jackson, 31 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists. Paul George, 26 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. 10 points pitched in by Zubox, and also by Marcus Morris Sr. And the Clippers, they fall to 10-8, and the Dallas Mavericks, they are now 10-7. We got games going on tonight. We're going to start off with the Phoenix Suns at 14-3. They're taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers at 9-9. The Los Angeles Lakers at 9-10. They're traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Pacers at 8-11. The Hornets at 11-8, they're taking on the Orlando Magic at 4-14. The Brooklyn Nets at 13-5, they're going to be taking a trip to Boston to take on the Celtics at 10-8. The Chicago Bulls at 12-6, they're going to be in Houston tonight taking on the Rockets at 1-16. The Raptors, they're 8-10. They're taking a trip to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies at 9-8. The Pistons at 4-13 going to the Milltown to take on the Bucks at 10-8. The Miami Heat at 12-6. They're coming to the Minnesota to take on the Timberwolves at 8-9. We got the Washington Wizards at 11-6 going down to New Orleans to take on the Pelicans at 3-16. The Utah Jazz going to Oklahoma to take on the Thunder. Thunder at 6-11. The Atlanta Hawks at 9-9 going to good old San Antonio to take on the Spurs at 4-12. Philadelphia 76ers at 10-8 going to take on the red hot San Francisco Warriors at 15-2. And the Portland Trailblazers at 10-8. They're going to take a trip to Sac Town to take on the Sacramento Kings at 6-12. So we got some basketball going on tonight. We got football going on tomorrow night. So we are not at a shortage for sports and things that are going on that's going to keep us busy. So it's a lot of sports going on to keep us busy during the holidays. We can eat good food and we can also watch some great games that we got going on. We also going to show some love to the NCAA Basketball Men's League. They have some games going on. Let's go ahead and run through those scores really quick. These games are from Tuesday night. Wisconsin 65-63 over number 12 Houston. We also had number 14 Illinois over Kansas State 72-64. Number 13 Arkansas over Cincinnati 73-67. Number 1 Gonzaga beats number 2 UCLA 83-63 on that game. Now, we also have a lineup for Wednesday, which is going on today. We have number 12 Houston taking on Oregon. That game is at halftime for the Maui Jim Maui Invitational. Houston, number 12, 41-19. They hold a lead over Oregon. We also have number 22 UConn over number 19 Auburn, 45-34. That game is also at halftime. That is the Bad Boy Moors battle for Atlantis. And then we also have the Fort Myers tip-off, number 21 Seton Hall at 3-1. They're going to take on the California Bears at 2-3. We also have Tarleton at 1-4. They're going to be taking on number 20 Michigan at 3-2. Number 25 Xavier, they're taking on Iowa State. That is going to be at the Upsy NIT season tip-off. We have Arizona State at 2-2. They're going to take it on number 6 Baylor at 4-0 at the Bad Boy Morris battle for Atlantis. CA Baptist, they're taking on number 8 Texas for the Alb Lemons Classic. Ohio State taking on number 23 Florida for the Fort Myers tip-off. Texas Southern taking on number 18 BYU, and number 9 Memphis is going to be taking on Virginia Tech in the Upsy NIT season tip-off. Also, on Thanksgiving, we got college hoops as well. North Texas at 2-1 taking on number 4 Kansas at the ESPN Events Invitational. Number 10 Alabama taking on Iona at the ESPN Invitational. And then also number 24 USC taking on St. Joseph. That's going to be at the Paycom Wooden Legacy. So we got college hoops going on. We got NBA going on. We got the NFL going on. What more could you possibly ask for? All right. Let's also go over the games that we got going on to. Oh, we already did the NBA. So we got that covered. We covered the NFL. We covered the college games that we got going on. So we got a lot of things going on, a lot of things to keep us occupied and entertained while we eating on that good food. I know we're going to have some ham, dressing, macaroni and cheese, yams, greens. I mean, it's just going to be a lovely, lovely Thanksgiving. Hope everyone is getting with their loved ones. But guys, please remember to be safe, especially if you are traveling. Please wear your mask. COVID is still out here. So please be safe and take every precaution against yourself and against your loved ones. All right. So make sure you guys, please, please, please abide by COVID rules and make sure that you are wearing your mask. All right. Big bro, you got anything you want to say to the people out here, man?
Yes, man. We want to say to the boxing world, congratulations to Terrence Bud Crawford, man, for the victory over Sean Porter. Hey, man. Hey, he's really showed that he is one of the most powerful pound boxers in this age right now. And we just want to give, you know, him his props, you know, why he is here. Congratulations again to Terrence Crawford. And congratulations to Sean Porter as well, you know, both of these fighters, everyone that's fought under the undercard as well. You know, we give congratulations to everyone on the Hate the Great podcast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, that's what big brothers are for. He came through and he helped me out because I meant to say that and I didn't do it, man. So, hey, I appreciate it. Big shouts out to bro. He on his game today. Well, look, man, that's all I got for you guys. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to us. You don't know how much it means to us here at Hate the Great Podcast. Without you guys, it is no us. So we really do appreciate it. Bro, let the people know where they can reach us at if they want to get in contact with us for interviews or any suggestions or anything like that. Let them know how they can get in contact with us.
If anyone want to get on the show and market and promote your business of any kind, you guys can look us up at Facebook at Hate the Great Podcast. We are everywhere. We are on all major podcast platforms. We are on all major social media sites. All Hate the Great Podcast. You guys can inbox us and get your interviews, schedule your interviews right there on our page.
Man, y'all heard the man. So If y'all trying to do that, y'all know where to go. Hit us up and we'll be more than glad to have you on the show. Listen, guys, that's all I got for you right now. Make sure you tune in to our episodes. Like, comment, share, and subscribe if you haven't done so. Once again, we really appreciate it. I have nothing left, bro. You got anything?
And we are the show. They love to hate and hate to love.
Hate to love.
And we are out.
Peace out.
Eat.
Yay!
Hey, 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 this is Hate the Great Podcast, and we are here to introduce you to our sponsor, By Faith Cosmetics. If you want to get glammed, if you want to get lit, if you want to get your face beat, if you want the biggest glasses in America right now, if you want all the glam, the glitter, the glitz, contact By Faith Cosmetics. Google By Faith Cosmetics. And get everything you need to get G. Hey, 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 this is your boy Poe Peace from Hate the Great Podcast. And we're here to tell you guys about our sponsor, Sweetie's Home Care. If you need anyone to come take care of your parent, grandparent, anyone that can't take care of themselves, contact Sweetie's Home Care. Google Sweetie's Home Care and they will come take care of your family member. Again, Sweetie's Home Care out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are out.
Yay!
Hate the great, they wanna hate on the great. Yeah, hate the gray, they wanna hate on the gray.